A show of support. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. First Lady Jill Biden meeting with Ukraine's First Lady in a surprise Mother's Day trip into Ukraine.
Mrs. Biden is now the most recent high-profile American visitor to Ukraine, setting foot in the country even before her husband. She met with Olena Zelenska, her Ukraine counterpart, saying that she wanted to arrive on Mother's Day and talk to moms about their experiences, as in this exchange.
How do you explain the war to your children, to Julia?
It's very difficult how I explain.
The First Lady spent a couple of hours in Ukraine touring a town near Slovakia, where she also got a look at a facility that is processing refugees. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Democrats are moving fast to advance a bill meant to formally make abortion legal nationwide, but it's likely to fall short of passing.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to set up a vote for Wednesday to begin debate on codifying abortion protections nationwide. Schumer and other leading Democrats say a vote is urgent, given that draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn the Roe v. Wade precedent. But advancing the measure will need 60 votes. Earlier this year, a similar vote failed to win a simple majority in the 50-50 divided Senate. Republicans argue the Democrats' bill is extreme, going much further than even the Roe precedent by allowing unrestricted abortions throughout a woman's pregnancy. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A pair of Monday earthquakes, one on the U.S. East Coast, northeast of Columbia, South Carolina, rattling residents awake just after 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time with a preliminary 3.3 magnitude. No report of any major damage or injuries. And a strong quake in a magnitude 6.6 hitting between Eastern Taiwan and southwestern Japan. No danger of a tsunami there and no major damages reported. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The United Nations General Assembly votes this week on what country will replace Russia on the Human Rights Council.
The UN General Assembly voted to kick Russia off the Human Rights Council last month, but Russian officials said they withdrew from the council before the vote was taken. A spokeswoman for the assembly said the Czech Republic is the only candidate to replace Russia, as seats are divided by region, so the replacement must come from an Eastern European country. While Russia has lost its seats on other UN-related councils, it is a permanent member of the Security Council, and the UN's Secretary General said last month while in Ukraine that the Security Council has failed to do everything in its power to prevent and end this war. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says Russia has used its position on the Security Council to launder lies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Dangerous gusty winds are expected to continue Monday across northeast New Mexico, complicating the continued fight against wildfires threatening thousands of homes in mountainous rural areas. Facebook's parent company is opening its first physical store today.
Meta, which owns Facebook, is opening the doors to its Reality Labs unit store in Burlingame, California, in Silicon Valley. That unit is developing the hardware they sell there, including Ray-Ban smart glasses, portal video calling devices, and Oculus VR headsets. Meta is not just promoting its hardware devices to consumers, it's also pitching them to businesses with a recent demonstration of conference calls that feature a mix of virtual reality avatars and traditional video calling. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali's pandemic-delayed sexual misconduct trial is opening in Boston. Batali pleading not guilty to a charge of indecent assault and battery stemming from allegations that he forcibly kissed and groped a woman at a Boston restaurant back in 2017 after inviting her to take a selfie together. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.